to each and every one of us. And we'll sing another one that we've already sang there this morning, but now that most of us here, but sing, he paid a debt he did not owe.
Amen.
I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to take that sin away.
Amen.
From the very outset of this service, that you have come and be one of our number, Lord.
Amen.
We pray that you'll have your way. Help us to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise that you're worthy. Help us to praise you by music and by prayer and by the word of God, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for our brother Billy as he's come this morning, that you would touch him with that hot coal from off the altar. Anoint his lips, give him words that we ought to hear. And Lord, we just commit the remainder of this service into your hands, for it's in and through your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, sing the normal one. Reach out and touch the Lord. Seeking for me. Jesus, my Savior, to Bethlehem came.
Oh, it was wonderful, blessed his name. Seeking for me.
Amen. We're going to sing verse 3 and 4 again. I'm just give for Brother Edward at the time. He's going to come here. He wants to share a quick testimony with us this morning. So we'll sing verse 3 and 4 again, and then our Brother Edward can come on again.
Jesus, my Savior, the same as of old.
Testimony with you all about healing. 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I put two muscles out in the bottom of my back and work, and for 3 weeks I could hardly move. I was in a prayer line on Sunday and the brothers were praying for me, and one of the brothers put their hand on my back and I could feel the heat of the power of the Lord coming into my back. I have a few twinges in my back, but that's the devil just telling me that I'm not healed.
Glory.
But amen. I believe that I am healed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for it. I'd just like to read a couple of scripture verses.
Amen.
If I may, it's Isaiah 58, and it's verse 8. And it says in Isaiah 58, "Then shall thy light break forth as in the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee, the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward."
Amen.
And again, if you'd like to turn to Mark 16, verse 17 and 18.
Hallelujah.
And it says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name.
Amen.
Shall they cast out devils, glory. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them.
Hallelujah.
They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover."
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'd like to pray the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I reckon if people want to sing that, would be "He Healeth Me."
Amen.
He's the Lord.
"Healeth me, O blessed truth. His mighty word renews my youth.
Hallelujah.
By his own power from sickness free,
hallelujah,
my precious Savior healeth me."
Amen.
Amen.
He led me, he led me by his own.
stand our feet and our bar belly, if you get ready to come on ahead. And we'll sing that one that our bar belly likes. We'll all like it. I know it was the blood.
Amen.
I know it was the blood.
I know it was the blood.
Song, pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Hallelujah.
While on others that are calling. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Just let us sing us this morning, not a prayer.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Hallelujah. just now for a moment or two. And I want you this morning, for we'll sing the fourth verse again, but I want you this morning, for it'll just believe this morning that you'll go to receive anointing from the presence of the Holy Ghost. If you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, just let the Lord this morning mimic your prayer this morning. Mimic your prayer and let God fill you with His Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. If you want prayer answered this morning, be positive this morning.
Amen.
Let God answer your prayer this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let Him do something for you this morning. Hallelujah. As you come in the presence of the
Thank
Lord.
You.
Expect the Lord to come this morning and confirm His word. I'm expecting Him to come and to move this morning and fill us with the Holy Ghost
Hallelujah.
And the power this
Amen.
Morning. Hallelujah. Maybe you've never accepted the Lord as your Savior. Let this morning, let God speak to your heart this morning.
Hallelujah.
Let God move in your heart this
Hallelujah.
Morning. Let God quicken you by His Spirit this morning. Let me receive of the Holy Ghost. Let us just sing it. Let us sing it prayerfully again. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hallelujah.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Besides Thee. Amen. There's no Savior besides Thee.
Amen.
The Lord, Thy word said that this is the stone that the builder rejected.
That's right.
And it's become the head of the
Amen.
Corner. And Father, You said there's none other name given Amen. Under heaven this morning whereby man must be saved. Rather than the name
Jesus.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, we bow in Thy name this morning.
Jesus.
And we pray for that quickening power that raised You from the dead to come in this service. Lord, already we realize,
Amen.
We sense Thy presence here already,
Jesus
Lord. We sense that quickening power.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we pray this morning, let every work of the enemy be bound, every
Amen.
Thought that's contrary
Jesus.
To Thine be bound this morning.
Jesus.
And let the name
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ
Hallelujah.
Be exalted and uplifted
Hallelujah.
In this house this
Amen.
Morning.
Amen.
And Father, we'll be careful to give You the glory, the honor, and the
glory.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
For we ask it in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to turn this morning to Revelations, the first chapter in Revelations, and just maybe we'll just stand while we're reading the word. Praise the Lord this morning for His mercy and for His grace. And I want to just get a verse here from Revelations chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1, and I want to read verse 18. Praise the Lord. And then I want to read over in Revelations 3. In Revelations 3, and I want to read verse 14 in Revelations 3. Praise the Lord, Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18. Thank you, Brother Edward, for the testimony this
Amen.
Morning.
Amen.
And thank you
Amen.
For the songs we've been singing.
Hallelujah.
Songs of Zion.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need the Holy Ghost. We need
Glory.
The quickening power. That power that raised up Jesus
Amen.
Christ from the dead. We need that's
Amen.
The power we need.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost power. Now it says here in this verse, He says, I am He that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death.
Glory.
Now, if we go to chapter 3 and verse 14, we'll read in chapter 3 and verse 14, we'll say, And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness,
Hallelujah.
The beginning of the creation of God. When you know God will bless His word this morning, you may be seated. Praise the Lord this morning. I just want to speak for a short time this morning. Maybe not very long. And just for a short time, a about amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord. Now you would wonder how you would get a message from the word amen, but I'll tell you, there's some message from
amen.
The word amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. You know, I want to say something this morning. I heard a man, and he preached about the eagles. And he said, you can't pluck with chickens and walk with turkeys and fly with eagles. Now you can. You are a niggle or you're not a niggle. And you know you can put a niggle in with a chicken and the eagle will never become a chicken.
That's
and you
right.
can put a
Amen.
Chicken in with a niggle
right.
and a chicken will never become a niggle.
Hallelujah.
He's born a niggle.
Amen.
He's born a niggle. He's born to go into the heavens. So you can't cluck with chickens and walk with turkeys and fly with eagles.
That's right.
Come on, he preached some sermon on. He preached about the eagle, how the eagle went through a mooting period. And how that there come a time when he went down, he got down. And he got down and he couldn't fly anymore. And he said that his beak all calloused over with the calluses and he didn't have a sharp beak anymore. The end of his beak, you know, is a sharp beak on the niggle. And it become calloused over. And he couldn't tear meat anymore, so he couldn't eat of the meat anymore. You know, this morning, you know, people might take an offense, he said it, but there's a lot of Christians. And I tell you, their beaks have been calloused over for a long time. And you know, I'm going to tell you something. Mine was calloused over for a while too. But I'm telling you, I'm beginning to see things in a different light from what I've seen them for a long time. I tell you this morning, God's real.
Amen.
And he is the amen. But God said it, it's amen. He never needs to change his mind about his word. What he said once is the same today.
That's
when he said it. It's amen. He is the amen. You know the Bible said here in Revelation, it said he was the faithful witness. The faithful witness. You can believe his witness. Because when the disciples preached Christ, God gave witness by signs and wonders and divers gifts of the Holy Ghost. He gave witness to it.
Right.
How did it come like in ages past? As you know, as the church grew and grew and grew, till the church come to a certain place, till they wanted, you know, people just want to pray today. They want somebody to pray for them. And that was the same in the early church. They began to be that they wanted somebody to pray for them, so they actually got somebody to pray for them. They got a holy man. They got a pope that could pray for them. And where did he pray them? He prayed them into purgatory. Now, we know there's no such a place as purgatory. But wait till I tell you, this morning, people, you see, they never can catch on. They don't even catch on today. But God, you see, the eagle stores her nest and fluttereth over her young, taketh them aboard and flyeth them down. The eagle has to store her nest, or you'd stay in the nest. There has to be a storm. Something has to come to store you to make you seek God. And it's God's plan that you would seek God and seek after the truth of God's word. And I'll tell you today, now I don't want you to be offended or take offense at what I'm going to say, but a lot of God's people today, they're not really listening to eagles, they're listening to turkeys. And a turkey can't go where an eagle can go. He can't go up into the heavens like an eagle can go. And he cannot eat eagle's food. He can't eat eagle's food. An eagle eats meat from the day he's born to the day he dies. And that there can't lead it. And God likened us to the eagle.
Amen.
And God said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary.
Amen.
I say amen.
Right.
God hasn't. God doesn't come along and say, look here, that was there. You get a lot of people today and they'll come along and they'll say to you, oh, that's good enough. You can't pray for that. You can't pray for this. The Bible said you're to pray for all things.
Amen.
You're to take everything to God in prayer, no matter what it is. You're to take it to God in prayer. And you're to come before God in prayer. Wait till I tell you this morning what's wrong in half the assemblies this morning. They never see any demonstration of the power of God. And when Paul come preaching, he preached. And not only did he preach the word, but he demonstrated the word. And when he was before the men that brought him up before him to his trial in different places, they said that this man affirms that Jesus is alive. He said, this man says he's not dead, but he's alive. But God backed up Paul that he was alive.
Amen.
And when they put him on his nail on the leader, and the serpent came out of the sticks at the guard and fastened on his hand, and they watched him till he should have fallen down dead, he didn't fall down dead. He shook it off into the fire, and the Bible says he suffered no hurt. That was God in action.
Amen.
That was God vindicating. Now, not only did God do that with Paul, the Bible says in Acts 19 that handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from Paul's body. And when they were given to the sick, the demons went out of them, and they were healed of whatsoever diseases they had. Has God changed? The Bible says he doesn't. And you know, in this age, you know, I'll tell you something about this age. This age is the most deceiving age. It's the most deceiving age of any age. And look what he says here. He says, unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, write these things, saith what? Saith the Amen.
Amen.
It's forever settled. It can't be changed. And the Amen is speaking. He's speaking to the church, this Laodicean church, and we're in the Laodicean church here.
Amen.
And God in this age set a nickel again. What to do? To tell us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Oh, but I want to say something this morning to you. I want you to hear it. I want you to hear it good. I'm a message believer.
Amen.
I believe the message that God sent. Now, I don't believe the different interpretations of it or what some one man says about it. But I believe what the angel that God sent, what he said, was thus saith the Lord. Because God vindicated it to be thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
You go some places today, some people say, Albert Nutcher, you can't be Nutcher. You can't sit for the devil and sit with God. You can't pluck with a chicken and run with a turkey and fly with an eagle. You can't do it. It won't happen. You're either a nickel or you're not a nickel. And I'll tell you this morning, there's eagle's food here this morning in this book. Eagle's food so that you can grow strong, that strength can come into you, that you can mount up with the wings and overcome the situation. Praise God this morning. I want to say this morning. They sent me home out of Craig Evan Hospital. They give me a death sentence. That's what they give me. And they said, you know, Mr. McKinstry, you're going to die. Now that's death. They speak death over you. You get to the day and go anywhere, they'll say, well, I don't know. And they're good at speaking death over you. But I didn't come in here this morning to speak death over you. I come in here this morning to stand behind this chair to speak life to you. And let the devil do what he will. But I'm going to praise the Lord anyhow. And where he will or where he wants, I'm going to praise him anyhow. Hallelujah. And when the Hebrew children were faced with the fiery furnace, they said, where he will or where he wants, we are going to believe God anyhow. We're not going to buy. A servant of God preached some message one time about it. He preached one called the fourth man. A man called Lord Roberts, he preached it. I don't know why you ever heard it in tape, but I remember hearing it in tape just a short lap of years ago, just maybe a year or so after he had preached it. And he named who the fourth man was in every book of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Hallelujah. And I tell you, God hasn't changed one bit. Now, people want to tell you he's changed. They want to say that, you know, some people say, well, God used to, God used to do that. But God doesn't heal anymore. God doesn't heal you anymore. And then when they come up, it mightn't be God's will to heal you. Well, if it's not God's will to heal you, what took you to the doctor?
Right.
Why did you go near the doctor if it's not God's will to heal you? Why did you go to him?
That's right.
You want to tell him, expecting him to help you.
That's right.
It's God that is all healed.
Amen.
And somebody say, oh, the devil's doing this. The devil says, is the devil the creator? The devil's not a creator. Okay. He's a created being. And he's going to die like a man. He's going to die the same as a man dies.
That's right.
I'm telling you, the Bible says that he'll die the death of a man.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's the amen this morning. We read our first scripture that we read this morning in Revelation. We read in verse 18. He says, I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of hell and death.
Amen.
He's in charge this morning. He's the amen this morning. That's final. It's amen.
Right.
So be it. That's it. That's the final this morning. That's what he said he was. He says, write these things that ye have seen, which are... the things which shall be here, the things that you have seen, which are on the things which shall be hereafter. Hallelujah.
That's right.
You know the day, some might say, oh, I'll sit down, but I'll tell you one time, get you up and you really preach the Bible, and you preach the message that Paul preached, and I'll tell you a quarter of them, they'll show you the door.
100%.
They'll not want you back.
100%.
No, we don't believe that. Our man doesn't believe that. I remember talking to two men one time and talking to them about the serpent seed. Now, I'm not going to go into that this morning, but talking about the serpent seed, the serpent had a, certainly had a seed. And that's where that's how sin come into the world. That's where sin come in. It come in the Garden of Eden.
Right.
And you know, the man said to me, he said, don't this. He says, Adam ate a fruit. Well, I says now, he says, our man says it definitely was a fruit to eat. So you mean to say now this morning, not to be disrespectful to anybody, but let's say you had a bowl of fruit in here this morning. And I says, a big banana, and you ate a banana. Well, you ate a big apple, and after you ate the banana, you realize you're naked. And after you ate the apple, you realize you're naked. That's total nonsense, isn't it? Total nonsense. They didn't eat an apple, and they didn't eat a banana. They done what God told them not to do. They partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And as soon as they partook of that tree, God opened their eyes, and Satan said, you'll be like God. You'll know good and evil. There was no death. There was no nothing in the garden. It was perfect. Everything that they needed was in the garden. And they didn't realize that they were naked. I'll tell you, someone said one time that they'd ate a few apples a day again to make them realize that they're naked today. You look at them today. And you look at them all and the whole portrait. And you take the whole situation today. And this company was a great, you know, God, what does God say if you keep his rules and follow the truth of the Bible? God says that you follow the truth of the Bible, he'll bless you. He says he'll not only bless the fruit of your body, but he'll bless your increase. And he says you shall be the head and not the tail. That's what God says. You can read it in Deuteronomy chapter 28. If you go there, you can read it. God has promised a blessing for them that walk according to his word. We live in a country today that has rejected God's word. We live in a time and an age whenever they don't want to hear the word of God. We live in a day when they took government that denies the word of God, that denies the truth of the Bible, that says abortion's all right. We live in an age when a man can marry a man. We live in an age when a woman can marry a woman. And I tell you, why did God destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of how they lived. They were Sodomites. And that's where your word Sodomite come from. And they can dress it up whatever way they want to dress it up. And they can put whatever sort of frill on they want to put on it. But it's still sin. It's still wrong in the sight of God. And God says he hath appointed a day in which he will judge this world by the man who he hath ordained, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's going to judge it in righteousness.
Right.
And God is going to burn the evil up.
Amen.
He burned Sodom and Gomorrah, didn't he? Well, I'll tell you, if he's born Sodom and Gomorrah, he's born this time. But you know, if you go down through the church ages, but I want to just stay with us this morning, he is the Amen. Amen. He never changes his mind about his word, Amen.
Right.
He never says one thing and does something else. It's always the same. It's the truth. Every time God never intended man to do what he should. But sin come in the Garden of Eden. And because of sin, death came.
That's right.
And because of death, sickness comes. And that's why there is sickness today, and that's why there's the things that there are today. That's why it is at this age in this day. That's why they have this Chinese thing, and they call it COVID, but it's really the Chinese. They developed this sort of stuff. And it took them a wee bit of time to let it out, but you see, whenever they realize they let it out, they realize they can't control it. And not only is the government has used it dry, the governments of the world are wiser than the children of light. It says the children of night are wiser than the children of light. And they have used it to put a fear on the people. And they put a fear on the people and they stopped. You couldn't go to church. You come in and assembly like this. It's only this last while you're able to come back into the building. You had to be so far apart and so on this stuff. They closed everything down. They closed the schools. They closed the thing. But you notice something, the thing about it, they never closed the pubs. If you can eat about a stew, you can drink. That's all you have to do to keep the pub going. So serve them a lot of stew, and you can keep it going. But I can tell you something now. We'd have said we're going to serve stew in church, would you keep it going? You know, it's a wee bit like the Bible where he multiplied the loaves and fishes. Somebody said one time that they followed Jesus because they saw the miracles or because they ate of the loaves and fishes. Why did they follow him? Did they follow him? Then they asked the question to the disciples, said, what must we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus said to them, this is a work that ye believe.
That's right.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
Believe. on the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved.
Amen.
If you're not saved
Amen.
This morning, you're going to hell. That's plain, that's straight, isn't it? I can't tell you it any other way. That's what the Bible says. The Bible said that whenever Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, he come by night, and when he come by night, he asked the question. He said, what must he do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, marvel not that I say unto thee that thou must be born again.
That's right.
And Nicodemus, you know, not really thinking, and they're not really seeing, not the people not there thinking today. He said, I'm a grown man, how can I the second time enter into my mother's womb? And Jesus said, it's not like that. He says, it's not like that. He says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and you can't tell where it cometh or where it goeth. So is he as born of the Spirit. It's the work of the Spirit of God. I'll tell you this morning, he's the Amen. He's the one, and Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen my Father.
Amen.
That's what
Amen.
He said. If you have seen me, you have seen
Amen.
My Father. For he said to Philip, and I have been so long with thee, and hast thou not known me? For Philip asked the question, so is the Father, and sufficeth. And he said, have I been so long with thee, and have you not known me? He was the Amen. He's still the Amen.
Right.
He's Amen this morning. It's final. It's settled. There's no more argument about it. I tell you this morning, whenever you come in and get justified before God and receive the Holy Ghost, you can't be lost again. Once you receive the Holy Ghost, you're quickened. Once you're saved by the Holy Spirit, you'll never be lost again.
Amen.
But I'll tell you this morning, there are many people this morning preaching the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Many people are preaching that Jesus Christ is really the same yesterday, today, and forever. They'll bring you in, they'll sit you down. They'll give you a nice sweet talk and they'll give you a nice sermon. They'll tell you maybe you need to be born again, which is very good. That's right, you need to be born again. There's nothing wrong with that. But I tell you something, that's not only the message that Paul preached.
Yeah.
Paul preached the full counsel of God.
Amen.
You know what I heard a man saying? They said when they took Paul to Rome and they put him in prison, they put a Roman soldier, chained a Roman soldier to him. And that soldier was supposed to be chained. I heard a man saying that soldier was supposed to be chained to him for 24 hours. And you know what Paul done? This man said Paul led that man to the Lord within 24 hours. So then they got to be, they changed the guard. Every 12 hours they done. And Paul kept leading them to the Lord till at last they said they only allowed a soldier to be chained to him for an hour. Because he would lead them to the Lord.
Amen.
Every hour Paul could lead a man to the Lord. I tell you this morning, that's what this man said now. He's reading, quoting from some history or something. But I want to tell you this morning, people said, oh, but we have a New Testament. That's right, we have the New Testament. We need the New Testament. I understand that. But I want to ask you a question this morning. Where did Paul preach from? He didn't have a New Testament. Because Paul was the writer of the New Testament. And Paul received the revelation of God. God took Paul up and gave him a revelation and revealed the things to him that were truth.
Amen.
Revealed them to him. And Paul preached this truth from where? From the Old Testament.
That's right.
That's where he preached it from.
Right.
And I tell you this morning that he was the Amen in the Old Testament. He's the Amen in the New Testament.
Amen.
Praise God this morning
Hallelujah.
For what he's done
That's
in
right.
this last age. I will tell you this morning, if you want something from God, you've got to believe in your heart.
Amen.
You've got to stay with it. No
Amen.
Matter what comes or goes, you've got to keep your eyes on him.
Amen.
Because if you keep your eyes on him, you'll come through. Now I want to make a quotation this morning. A great man of God, the God's prophet for this age, Brother Branham. That's who he was. I'm not going to afraid to tell you who he was. Some people come and they'll hedge around and they'll say, oh, a man said this is great. I know some of these guys on. They're talking about the healing services and they said, about Brother Branham, and that's all they said. They moved on quickly. They were not law men. But you know, the healing services began really with Brother Branham. And the mighty move of God that began, all these other men rose up after Brother Branham. And there were some men, and you know what they done? They went into hospitals. They never had done it in their life before. They went into hospitals. And they emptied the hospitals of sick people by praying for them. God healed them and emptied the hospitals. Now it's recorded. You can find out. I can read about it. But you know something? The Christian businessman and the Christian world and the Pentecostal, so-called Pentecostal world got together. And then they said, well, now, he had a great gift, Brother Brown, but some of the stuff he was saying wasn't right. and they would have to disregard some of that stuff, so they rejected God's messenger. They wouldn't have him anymore. And once they said they wouldn't have him anymore, these men went into the hospitals to pray, and nothing happened. There was no more miracles. It's not to say this morning that there's not miracles, there is miracles. But not in the greatest way that there was. At that time there was a mighty move of God. And God vindicated that man by an angel messenger telling him for the age in which he lived. And you go in certain churches this morning and say, oh, they don't want to hear that. Well, that's good enough. If you don't want to hear it, fair enough. Don't hear it. You're not compelled to hear it. There's nobody going to tie you down to the seat and say you have to listen to it. You're a free agent. You can pick it or do without picking it. But God vindicated this messenger. The Malachi messenger was vindicated for what were signs, wonders, and miracles. Some of the miracles that were, there was no greater miracles done in the Bible than was done through the ministry of a prophet, William Branham. No greater miracles done. Now, somebody might come along and say, oh, Brother Branham said this, Brother Branham said something else. Never you worry what they say, what he said. If you want to know anything, you go to the messages that he preached, and that's how you'll find out what the right way is. Never worry about listening to this. This our stuff's all right. It's like me coming up and say here, this might be my opinion this morning. And you can say, well, I can't accept that, Brother Branham. That's all right. I'm not forcing you to accept it. But I'm telling you this morning that Jesus is the Amen.
Amen.
He's the one.
Amen.
There's no other one outside of him.
No. Amen.
There's no other way you can come. It was him, he said.
Yeah,
he said over here, he said, what did he say? I'll read it again. He said here, he said in verse 18, he says, I am he that liveth, and I was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. This can't be changed. He never have to die again.
Amen.
And now that he liveth unto God.
Amen.
You see, this morning he's here by the Holy Ghost.
Great.
This Holy Spirit is here this morning, moving and working to help you. Moving and working so that you can have from God the things that you desire.
So,
the Holy Spirit, there's no two ways. There's only one way.
Amen.
The Bible says straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to life. The Bible says broad, wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go therein. And many's on the broad road this morning. You know what I'm going to tell you? I'm going to say something here this morning. Now, I'm not going to call any names, but I'm going to say something. Isn't it a strange thing that some of these countries, it's all women that's the prime minister? You say, should women not be the prime minister? No, they shouldn't be the prime minister. Now, you may say, I'm having time to explain that to you this morning, but that's right. It shouldn't be it. It's out of place. And you've got women preachers this morning reporting to give the word of the Lord. And people follow that. That's all right. I'm not saying that God hasn't anointed them. Now, listen carefully. But the Bible says, suffer not a woman to teach or usurp authority over a man. Now, it wasn't the woman. It was the woman that was in the transgression, not the man. And Adam willfully took the woman. Why? Do you know why he done it? Because he was the son of God. Oh, but you say, brother, yes, Adam was the son of God. Not the son, but a son of God. And you go over and you read the genealogy, and you read down in the genealogy, and look, if you come right down there, you'll read that Adam was the son of God.
Amen.
Whenever they trace the genealogy of Jesus Christ, you find out that Adam was the son of God. And he was willing to take her. Because what did God say to them? In the day that ye eat of this tree, you shall surely die. Death. Mm-hmm. What did Jesus do in the New Testament for his bride? He died. He went through death. He says, I am he that was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. What?
Amen.
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 He's the one, the only one. There's no other one. There's no three gods this morning. Don't ever let anybody tell you there's three gods. There's not three gods, there's one God.
Amen.
And the Bible says that in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily, in Jesus Christ. There's no other name. Not another name. No other name. Only the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You know, whenever Paul went down to the river, For the prayer that they made, it said that there was a woman down by the river, I think it was Lily was her name, wasn't she? A sallow corporal, it was not worth. And God opened her heart, and she attended unto the things that Paul spoke. And she said to Paul, if thou hast judged me worthy, come into the house. You know what the Bible says? It said she was baptized, and her whole house
Amen.
Was baptized. And they believed on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And then she said to Paul, if thou hast judged me faithful, come in. And well, and she came in, and the Bible says she ministered to them. And some people will tell you now, she preached to them. She ministered to them. That's out of context. She ministered to them. She made them something to eat. She seen that they were comforted. And that's what that's how she ministered to them.
Right.
She couldn't pray. How would you preach a sermon to the Lord? How would you preach a sermon? If some great man of God come in here this morning, how would you preach him a sermon? If Brother Branham could come back in here this morning and sit down there, how could we preach Brother Branham a sermon? Couldn't do it. If Smith Wigglesworth was to come in and sit down here, how could you preach Smith Wigglesworth a sermon? You couldn't do it. You couldn't do it. Because them men seen the power of God in their life. Them men received the power of God in their life. And not as the disciples was told to tarry in Jerusalem until they received power.
Amen.
And said the 120 was in the upper room, and when they were in the upper room and they were praying together, the Holy Ghost fell upon them. It come on them. And the Holy Ghost come on them. What did it do? It quickened them for service. It made them bold.
Amen.
They weren't afraid anymore.
Amen.
Peter went out into the marketplace and out into the open streets, and these people come out hallelujahing and praising God and speaking in tongues, by the way. They were speaking in tongues.
Amen.
And you know, a strange thing that people looked at them and said, these guys are drunk.
Mm-hmm. The
they're drunk. They've got something. They've
Brilliant.
Got drunk. They were drunk good enough,
Amen.
But they were drunk with the Holy Ghost.
Brilliant.
And
Amen.
Peter standing up and lifted up his voice amongst the land and said, these men are not drunk as ye suppose, but this is that was spoken by the prophet Joel.
Amen.
Now he didn't say it. I said it, or somebody said it. He said it was spoken by the prophet Joel.
Right.
It shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh.
Amen.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Amen. Now some people said that was preaching. It is, but it was a gift to prophesy. And people say, oh no, there was no more prophets in the New Testament. Well, that's very funny, for Agabus was a prophet. And he prophesied of a great drought that would come.
Amen.
In the time without there. And he took Paul's girdle and he bowed in his hands and he said, whoso, the man that owneth this girdle, if you go up to Jerusalem, he shall be bound. What did Paul say? Paul said, I'm not only ready to be bound, but I'm ready to die. He was ready to give his life for the gospel and the truth of what he believed in.
Amen.
And there they said, and when the disciples come together, there is a dispute upon them about not sanctified. Now, there is a dispute about them being circumcised. And whenever they come and talk about being circumcised, no. Out there, and Paul, he was stood Peter, and he says, if thou beest a Jew, and you can't live up to the manner of the Jews, why do you want to compel the Gentiles to be circumcised like we Jews are? And Paul said, write them a letter, that they abstain from things strangled and from blood. You shouldn't eat anything with blood in it. And strangled. And you know today, now, don't misunderstand me today. I want to say this now, all sanctified by prayer, we know that. But they strangle all the chickens today. You eat a chicken that's been strangled. Right way to kill is cut through. The Arabs and the Jews still kill the right way. They kill with a knife. They have a rabbi that kills the Jewish meat. It's kosher meat, it's called.
Right.
And the rabbi kills it with a knife. And the way he doesn't stomach it, he has a way of cutting it, and not even make a sound. And then the prophet referred to that as Jesus. He was brought before the shearers as a lamb dumb, yet he opened not his mouth. And what did they do? They beat him, they wounded him. They wounded the Amen. They wounded the Prince of Peace, the mighty God of heaven. And they nailed him to the tree. But Jesus says here, I am he that was dead, but behold, I am alive forevermore. And have what? The keys of hell and death.
Amen.
Satan doesn't have them anymore.
Right.
Jesus has them.
Amen.
And I tell you, we're living in the end time. We're at the end of the road almost. We're at the end of the way. And you see today all the things that are taking place in the world today. Every country today. Now, people may say, let me just drop this in this morning. A lot of people talk about Donald Trump. And they say, oh, Trump this, Trump that. But I'm going to say something to you. God put Trump in the position that he's in. He didn't just get in by chance. No, God put him in that position. And if he wants him in for another term, he'll be in again. If God wants him there, he'll be there. And look what he done. He recognized Jerusalem as the capital of the Jewish world. Jerusalem's the rightful capital. That was the capital in David's time. And they made, what did the governments do? The governments tell the Arabs lies. They tell the Jews lies. They tell lies to both sides. And they created that problem. Us out there in the Middle East, that's due to some of the American government and the British government and some of the lies that they told. And about the only time that they're not telling lies is when they're sleeping. Most of our time is when they're waiting us to slide. Oh, you say, well, that's nothing to say. You take it today and they're on parading. They're on parading. Howling Hans, photos in the paper from Howling Hans. Whenever I was a young man, I remember there was a case, now I can't name names or name where it happened, but it happened. And these men were caught on doing things that were unseemly. You know what they done? They hanged themselves. And one boy, he made sure he was going to be killed, for he crawled out over a limb onto the leg of him on a branch of a tree, took a hand on that behind, and shot himself, and fell into the river. So if he didn't, wasn't shot, he was going to be drowned. He has made sure that he was going to die. But the day is very bold, isn't it? Sin's bold. The wee song's true. Sin'll take you farther than you want to go.
That's right.
It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. What does school do today? School betrays all the nonsense to children today.
That's right.
I remember whenever Samuel was a young fella, and I can remember us going up to the high school in Bonbridge, and at that time they had brought out that wizard program. What did they call him? What did they call that wee boy? He flew about on a broomstick. Harry Potter was the name. And they brought that out there, and they thought that was great. When God said, learn not the way of the heathen.
That's right.
Whenever he took the heathen and all that. See all the sins you read about in the Bible, the heathen done them. The Gentile world done them. You see all the lovely robes they have today, purple and scarlet robes that they wear, and vestry robes that they have on them. You know where they come from? They come from the Babylonian mystery religion. They come from the pagan religion. They never come from the godly line. Never. And you know, whenever God raised up the Anglican Church, there was good men in the Anglican Church. There's a man called, it's R.C. or Ray. You want to read one of his tracts, and you know that he knew the gospel. And he belonged to the Church of England, the Anglican Church in England. And he said in his day, 1860, he was the Bishop of Liverpool. And he said in his day, if things went on the way they were going, they'd be back into the Church of Rome in less than 100 years. Where are they at today? Where's the ecumenical movement today? You know, I want to say something. There's a brother coming preaching in Scarborough on Hall. I think it was brother David Nash. And he preached about coming on the plane. And he sat beside this young girl. And she'd been at a seminar. And he asked her what she'd been. And she said it was a seminar to do with the Catholic Church. And they're in and they're learning. She said they were... I mightn't be just telling you the right word now. Not if it's the wrong word now, forgive me, it's my fault. But I think he said it was the Glossola or Glossola that they were learning. What does it mean? How to operate the gifts of the Spirit. How to speak in tongues. How to discern spirits. And she said the priests were doing it. And they were discerning the spirits. And they were having words of knowledge. And they were doing all the things you'd see in the Pentecostal world. And he said to her, but what, she says the thing that gets me about it, can't understand it. She says the ones that smoke still smoke, and the priests that drink still drink. Their lives never change. And he began and he preached to her Jesus Christ. And he preached to her about the sermon that brought Ron Paul, the anointed ones at the end time. And he led that young girl to the Lord on the plane.
Amen.
Now I'll tell you, Jesus, what did Jesus say? All that said, Lord, Lord, what did he say? They'll not come on. Says he's going to tell them he never knew them. So don't you take them on face cover and say, oh, we have a great man down here. He does this, he does that. He can turn the stars around. He can do something else. That's all right. If he doesn't adhere to the written word, it's because there's no light in him. It's the amen. The faithful witness. Be faithful. What did he say to them? Whenever he wrote to them here, he wrote to them in the chapter, I think it was chapter 3 and verse 14, he says, and unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, write these things, saith the amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. The origin of all things was God. There was no wonder. Satan never made nothing. He can't create. All he can do is pervert. He perverted God's word. He used part truth to deceive Eve. He still uses part truth. He used half truths. And all these pagan systems today use half truths. And all these systems today, you know, it's good to know. It's good to know your Bible. It's good to know. It's good to read. It's a good thing to read your Bible. It's a good thing to study before the Lord. It's a good thing to ask God to guide you when you're reading your Bible. Good thing to come before the Amen. He's the Amen. He's the true. He's the faithful witness. He's dependable. He's a faithful witness. He'll not say something that's not there. He'll not tell you a lie. But the Bible says, the Bible said, if we be an evil, knowing how to give good gifts unto our children, if our children ask of us fish, will we give them a stone? Or if they ask meat, will we give them a serpent? Said, how much more will our Heavenly Father not give the Holy Ghost to them and ask them? What are you looking for? I want to say this morning to you. Are you looking for tongues? Are you looking for the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Now, if you're looking for the Holy Ghost, if you wait before God, God will baptize you in the Holy Ghost. Don't you worry about speaking in tongues. You just start praising God in your own language. And if you get deep enough of praising God and waiting before God in your own language, the tongues will come. Like the man said about the shoes. He didn't go into the shop and say, I want to buy a pair of tongues. He said, no, I want to buy a pair of shoes. The tongues come in the shoes. Don't you worry about it. Don't worry one bit about it. Somebody say, go on, say after me. Say after me. Never do that for anybody. You've no call to force you. You're not doing it anyway. I might as well say, come up here this morning, sit down, not sit there, and I'll save you. I couldn't save you. And exactly who one time said, I couldn't heal you if you had a headache. He said, I could do nothing for you.
That's right.
He says, he's the healer.
Amen.
Jesus Christ the healer.
Amen. Glory.
Jesus
amen.
Christ the amen.
Amen.
He's the one this morning.
Beautiful.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. It's final. You don't have to worry. Remember that he said amen. It's final. What he said, somebody come along. Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about this. You'll hear all that stuff. You'll hear all that negativity. You'll hear that much, and if you listen to it, you'll not come out with your head up. You'll come out crawling down the ground with your chin out along the ground like us here. And say, oh, don't look up. You don't look up. Oh, you can't do this. Oh, you have to keep your head down. Oh, don't you say that. Oh, don't say that. Don't talk about that man. Oh, don't say that Jesus used to. Jesus isn't here anymore. Oh, well, I'll come over to the Bible here and I'll explain to you the Bible. That which is perfect is coming, that which in part was done away. There's a church away. Has the church been raptured? You know, in Paul's day, some preached that the church was raptured. Did you realize that? They preached that the church was raptured and says they overthrew the faith of man.
Right.
Why? Do you know why they overthrew the faith of man? Because they listened to man's word.
That's right.
Well, you listen to man's word.
That's
you
right.
Listen to what the Bible says. Go and see what the Bible says. I said to me one day, I said, are you saved? I said, certainly I'm saved. But maybe you think you're saved. What's your right? What makes you say that? But he says you might think you're saved and you wouldn't be saved. I said, that's very strange. I said, it's God in there. I said, he's not man that he should lie now, the son of man that he should repent.
Amen.
Numbers.
All right.
I said, but he said, right. The Bible said that whosoever shall fall
amen.
Upon the name of the Lord shall be what?
Amen.
Saved.
Amen.
Shall be saved. What did you do to get saved? You called on the Lord. How did you call on the Lord? You know, whenever I was in the Presbyterian Church, Now, some of you might have been Presbyterian, but don't pick a God if I say something. I don't mind. Good people in the Presbyterian. But let me say this to you. I went to them. And they gave me a wee prayer book after I said what they called my questions. And when I said my questions, they gave me this wee prayer book. And I would read prayers out of this book. And I used to try to imagine that God was like an old man with grey hair, long grey hair. And big long beard away down to here. And real grey hair. And then I used to imagine that Jesus Christ was like a younger man. But I never could figure out what the Holy Ghost looked like. Never could figure that out. And you know, I used to say to myself, who would you pray to? Who do you pray to? Which of these gods do you pray to? You know, then my grandma used to say to her, come down out of that tree for them apples. She says, you know, Eve ate an apple and God put her out of the garden feeding for her. I said to myself, it was a hard sentence, wasn't it? Put her out for eating an apple. No, it didn't. The sin in the garden of Eden, I'm not going to go into it, but I'll tell you what was adultery. That's what the sin was in the garden of Eden. But you say, was there an arm on? No, there wasn't. There was an animal that looked like a man, near like a man. And she lived with him as a man and wife. That's where it come in. So he sowed a seed. Those two sons, Cain and Abel. Now what was Cain? He was a murderer. He was the first murderer that you read about in the Bible. He murdered Abel. And what did the Bible say? Said the blood of Abel cried from the ground of God. The blood of Abel cried. Didn't tell you when Cain died that his blood cried. It couldn't cry. It was animal blood. There was no life there to come back. But there was a spirit in man that could come back, that could seek to God, that could call to God. And the blood cried out from the thorns. Hallelujah. And someone said the thorns represented the curse. For there was no thorns or thistles or anything that defiled in the Garden of Eden. It was a perfect garden. But sin came into the world. And death came by sin. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Well, and if you receive that gift of eternal life, there's only one place that that gift's found, and it's found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. It's just going after 12. I want to read you a couple of things I wrote down over here now. It takes me a wee chance to get them here. Praise the Lord. I'm getting here. I want to read them. I thought they were perfect. We're doing Psalms. And I wrote them down here for my own, just for my own meditation and my own thing. In Psalm 77 and verse 10, it's 12. I will meditate also of all thy work on top of all thy doings. That's Psalm 77 verse 12. I will meditate also of all thy works on top of all thy doings. Talk of all God's doings. Then Psalm 78 and verse 16. It says that the generation to come might know them. That the children should be born, should arise and declare them to their children. That they may arise and declare them to their children. Declare what? Declare the things that God hath done for us. The writer said that God hath done great things for us, for us were glad.
Amen.
The Bible said he hath brought us into his banqueting house.
Hallelujah.
And his banner over us is love.
Amen.
There's a table this morning spread before you. What does he say? He says, hey, ho! What do you do when you hear hi or ho? You look up. Well, that's what he said. Come without money. You don't need money. You can't buy salvation. It's a free gift. Come this morning just as you are. You can't clean up. You have to come as you are. It's the work of God's Spirit to take your sin away. He's already took it away. All you have to do is receive it.
Amen.
It says that the generation. It says in verse 7 of Psalm 78, says that they might set their heart, their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. Then, if we go back to 1 John, and we read in 1 John, and John 5 and 13, we read these things, I have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. What's the name of the Son of God? The Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the name you need to believe on. I'm not going to go any farther past 5 o'clock, but I hope this morning it has encouraged you.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord this morning. Praise God this morning. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not going to call any prayer line or anything, I'm going to come and sit down. And I want you this morning. You need something from God. You want something from God just as you're in your seat, sitting in your seat. Just believe that God will do it for you. Just believe. It doesn't matter what it is. Some of you might have been down for a long time, but the Eagles had big calloused over. Calloused over so he couldn't eat any meat. And his claws, he couldn't tear any meat because his claws had become rounded and strong. You know what man said? That God flew eagles in the evening and they were dropping meat. And there was an Indian man with the man with the roar above. And he said to them, watch, they see what's going to happen. And they dropped into the meat and they screamed. And the eagles that were on the ground, some of them began to eat the meat. And they began to eat the meat, he said, the strength come back in them. And I'll tell you this morning, as you begin to eat the meat of this word, the strength is going to start to come back into you. It's a word from the Lord. It's going to come into you. And you know what that eagle done when he got a bit of strength back? He started flying into the rock. And he flew into the rock and he hit his claws at the rock. And he hit his claws till his claws had been, till the callus was broke off his claws. And he began to grow new claws. And he rubbed his beak till the calluses fell off his beak. And he began to grow the sharp beak. And they caught the thing and he said the next thing, he was sitting on the rock. He was on the rock. He said, well, the eagle's born on a rock. He dies on the rock where he was born. But they say there comes a time in the eagle's life when he goes through what is known as a moping period. But he says when the eagle goes through that moping period, the eagle, he said, could be maybe near 40 years of age when he goes through it. But there comes a time when he goes through it, and that eagle takes that meat and goes through that process of flying into the rock and rubbing his beak of the rock until his claws become renewed and his beak becomes renewed again. It says the next thing that eagle will be back where he was. He'll
Amen.
Be back on the rock.
That's right. Amen. Absolutely.
And God wants you this morning.
Jesus.
Don't get down.
Amen.
Don't be discouraged. Get back on the rock.
Amen.
God wants
Amen.
You this morning, no matter what has took place. Maybe some terrible things have took place. I know some people in here, you've had trials. You've had hard trials. You've had hard times. But remember, God is in charge. And he'll be able to deliver you out of all the hard times. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can even ask or think. You know what he said? Oh, I think it's a wonderful verse. Come unto me, ye that are heavy laden. My burdens are light burden. My yoke's light. And take unto me. And he says, I shall give you rest. There's no God like our God. There's no Savior like our Savior. There's no one like our God this
Hallelujah.
Morning. He's a God of gods. He's
Thank
the only
Jesus.
True God. Even Nebuchadnezzar had to admit, he said to Daniel, there's no God like thy God. He's the only God. And he says, let every man in the dinners acknowledge that he is God, that his house be made a dunghill. And it's up in the strife. And when they threw Daniel into the lion's den, the men that were threw him in, they threw them in. And the lions had mastery over them. But whenever the king came to the den, he said, Oh Daniel, thy God which I serve, is he able to deliver thee? Why Daniel said, he said, O king, live forever, he is. He sent his angel, and he closed the lion's mouth. And God will send his angel this morning to help you. The Bible says, some people say, oh, that man shouldn't be saying that to you. But listen, I want to tell you some more. Know what the Bible says? It says the angels are ministering spirits unto those that are heirs of salvation. It's God that keeps you.
Amen.
We don't keep ourselves. It's God that we are putting our faith and trust in this morning. Let me say something. Brother Brown said, in one of his messages, he said, you mightn't have great faith. But he said you mightn't have great faith for some spontaneous miracle to take place right away. But he said all God's asking you is just a little bit of faith. And he says if you stay with that there, he says it mightn't work a miracle, but he says it'll certainly bring you out to all hell. Now I'd say this morning to you, I mightn't have great faith, but I know of a little faith. Because the Bible says every man is given a measure of faith. And I know if I stay with that God will bring me out the RM. I'm testifying to you this morning that he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can even ask or think. Praise the Lord. Let me come in the comments. pray or whatever. Pray for people if they want prayer and praise the Lord.
Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's turn our feet. Praise God. Isn't the Lord good?
Amen.
Thank you. Praise God. The Lord bless my dad. He really enjoyed the word of God.
Amen.
God, it's so true, you know. If you go on our church webpage, Omega Ministry, Thon Bridge, you'll get it on there. The two messages, it's Bob preaching on the Eagles. What my dad referred to this morning, it's two powerful messages.
Amen.
You know, there's a man challenged it, what Bob said. He more or less called Bob a liar. And he said an eagle couldn't live to the age that Bob claimed. Well, there's another man come on there and proved that it could.
Yes, amen.
And he had an eagle at 120 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And every single eagle goes through the molting period at about 36, 40 years of age. And the ones that come out of it are better eagles.
Yes, amen.
They're better eagles. And if you go on and listen to that message, and I'm going to say this, and I've listened to a lot of sermons, and I've preached a lot, and I've Spurgeon sermons in the house, there's thousands of them. I haven't read many of them, but there's a lot of them there. And William Branham's, there's over 1,000. There's so many sermons. But them two sermons Bob preached is two of the best sermons I've ever heard in my life.
Great.
Ever. That's what I'd say about them. They're powerful. And I don't believe you could listen to them and be the same.
Amen.
The first time I heard that sermon on the Eagles, me and Brother Yule was going up to Aberdeen to preach. You remember that, brother? That's a couple of years ago. We were young fellas then.
Amen.
We were driving along and we listened to that sermon on Bob preaching on the Eagles.
Amen.
And we're going up to Aberdeen to preach. And know where we're going to. Now, Sister Karen knows this is the truth. There's a pastor up there who was diagnosed with cancer and he was dying. And he was sent home to die. And his wife said he'd not be dying on my watch. She fasted and prayed for 40 days. And God healed him.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
And that man still preached for years after that and was still living.
Praise the Lord.
But his wife believed God.
Amen.
And Hebrews tells us that they refused.
That's right.
They refused. The women refused.
That's right.
Amen.
Because they believed God. And they touched God.
Amen.
And the Lord's the same this morning. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm going to get our brother Mark to come. Maybe we could sing that chorus, Comforters Come.
Amen.
And if anyone does want prayer, I want you to come forward for prayer.
Amen.
If anyone wants prayer, and we're going to be here this evening. I was thinking what I was going to preach this evening. But I'm thinking now what I've wrote down and what I'm preaching on. I'm going to preach tonight from the book of Psalms.
Yes, amen.
And you come tonight, 4:30, if you can come, it'll be live. It's welcome if you can come.
Yes.
Praise God. We might have Pastor Arne McDonald tonight. He's coming to one of the services. He's wanting to come along to be in our service. And he plays music as well, so he's welcome to come along. And Brother Ian and them went there the other night at a great meeting, and they were able to pray for people, and the Lord touched people the other night, just the other night. The Lord's a healer, you know.
Amen.
Praise God. So Brother Mark's going to come, and if anyone wants prayer, we're here to pray for you, and myself and John here, my dad and Brother Ian and Samuel, there's enough men here to pray. And I believe that factual and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So God
Amen.
Bless you, Brother Mark. Come on. And the Lord bless my dad.
Amen.
Amen.